The title of this concert is America's Favorite Music.
That's conductor and artistic director Jay Donahue, and he's not kidding. The Symphony of the Hills' January 11th concert runs the gamut of American music. They start out with this one.
The Colonel Bogey March, which is the music from the Bridge Over River Kwai. Another number is by Mark O'Connor, his compositions for fiddle and orchestra are just amazing. It's a beautiful piece, going to be performed by Nancy Zoe.
Zoe is the daughter of the former Symphony of the Hills concertmaster. She's attending Harvard and studying music, but returns to Kerrville to solo. The week after, she solos with the San Antonio Symphony's Dvorak Festival.
Also on the program is Lone Star Pageant.
They play a Western-themed medley featuring songs written about Texas cities.
El Paso, Streets of Laredo, San Antonio Rose, and Galveston.
The symphony cuts through a big genre-bending path of American music.
We are going to do a tribute to Irving Berlin. It includes great pieces like There's No Business Like Show Business, Alexander's Ragtime Band, and Putting on the Ritz.
They also feature a medley from the hit movie Grease and several Beach Boys numbers.
Kevin McCormick is a wonderful guitarist here in town.
But with the symphony, he'll be doing more contemporary songs, including a big one from the Beatles.
All you need is love.
All you need is love.
And all you need to see the Symphony of the Hills Pops concert is tickets. How you can get them and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News. Love.